The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Of course, I thank my listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But also today we have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in the Tampa, Florida area on WTBN Faith Talk 570, 910, and 760 AM. My good friend Bill Bunkley is just a little under the weather today, and I have the privilege of sitting in and hosting my program and his program, and it is just a delight and a privilege to be your host today. Now, let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Yes, it works in Ohio. And yes, it works in the Sunshine State as well. Now, Fridays on my program are always open phones. You can call about anything. You can talk about anything. You can get it off your chest. You can sing praises. You can complain. You can, within reason, you can talk about just about anything you want to. But we're going into Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend is very distinct from Veterans Day. On Veterans Day, we honor all veterans, living and dead. On Memorial Day, we honor all soldiers who have died in service to our country. It was originally called Decoration Day, and the origins are, you know, I didn't know this until today. The origins are confusing and controversial. There are at least a dozen different states, individuals who claim to originate Decoration Day, which is now called Memorial Day. And so we're not going to get into the controversy or try to determine who, when, where, and so forth. But in 1971, the Congress of the United States declared this Monday as Memorial Day, and changing the designation from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. And if you have a family member who gave their life in the service to our country, that may have been one of the the conflicts in the Middle East, Vietnam, very possible World War II or Korea. But if you have a loved one who gave their life in the service of our country, I would be deeply honored if you would call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and give a tribute to that individual so that we can remember them and we can honor their service and their sacrifice. This is Memorial Day weekend. We cannot forget the price that was paid for our freedom. It's an old, old, old cliche, but it is so true. Freedom is not free. So, again, if you have a family member who gave their life for our country, all the way back to World War II, Vietnam, Korea, some of the more current conflicts, give us a call. I would love to give you the opportunity to give us some information about them and pay tribute to the ultimate sacrifice that they paid for us. Again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. An update, this is a story I've been following, and I'm sure Bill Bunkley has as well. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has now signed a bill, and this is just amazing that we have passed legislation like this. It's amazing. Anyway, he has signed a bill, quote, requiring public school students to use only the bathroom of the sex listed on their birth certificate. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, can you imagine what your great-grandparents would have said if you told them, you know, I think we need to pass a law that will require boys to use the boys' bathroom and girls to use the girls' bathroom, and that only boys can shower with boys and only girls can shower with girls. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the shock? Well, that's where we're at, sadly, unfortunately. The bill passed overwhelmingly in the House and Senate last week, and Governor Kevin Stitt has signed it into law. One of the sponsors, Republican Representative Danny Williams, said, it's about safety. It's about protection. It's about common sense. The goal of this bill is to protect our children, so that things like what has happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. Most of you know about that, right? School board, Loudoun County, Virginia, said, you know, we need to pass an ordinance that if a boy wants to go in the girls' bathroom, that's fine with us. If the boy wants to go in and shower with the girls, as long as he says he's pretty, you know, as long as he sings at least one line from, I feel pretty, so, so pretty. That's all he has to do. And he can go in and, you know, use the bathroom and shower with the girls and so forth. Well, they passed that ordinance, that policy, and it wasn't long before a boy went into the girls' bathroom and sexually assaulted a girl. So what did the officials in Loudoun County, Virginia, do? Well, first of all, they covered it up, and then they transferred that boy who was confused about his sexuality, who needs professional counseling, by the way. I don't think we should lack care and concern and compassion for someone who is terribly confused. Anyway, they covered it up, transferred him to another school where he did the same thing in another school. That's why these brave legislators in Oklahoma said this is about safety We're protecting our children. It's not about discrimination. It's about common sense and safety. Well, good for the legislators in Oklahoma. Good for the governor of Oklahoma. At least that's one way that the children of Oklahoma will be safe. All right. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We will be back in, well, in mere moments.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Bernie Live. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio. And welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida. Since the horrible shooting at the beginning of the week down in Uvalde, Texas, how many times have you seen the headline, 27 school shootings have taken place so far this year? The mainstream media has repeated that over and over and over again. Again, 27 school shootings have taken place so far this year. Now, you folks are smarter than the average bear, okay? So I would imagine that most of you have the same reaction I did. Now, wait a minute. This is just May, January, February, March. April. This is the fifth month of the year. 27 school shootings? That's five every month. Why haven't we heard about this? How did we have 27 school shootings this year and we haven't heard anything about them? Well, here's the reason. It's completely bogus. Well, not technically. It is technically correct, but 100% misleading purely for political purposes. Yeah. Tell you what, I don't have time to develop that between now and the top of the hour. And at the top of the hour, I have a very special guest that I think you're going to want to hear. But I promise you, in the next hour, I'll give you the truth.
Oh, you mean, Bob, the mainstream media doesn't tell us the truth?
I know that's a surprise. I know that's a shock. That you can't trust the mainstream media. I know that's hard to believe, but yeah. And once again, and here is something that is not funny at all. Left-wing politicians and the mainstream media are using the unbelievable tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, for their own political gain, and for their own political purposes. I'll prove that to you sometime in the next hour. Forgive me for teasing you on that, but I don't have time to develop it. And as I said, in the first segment of the next hour, I have a guest you're going to want to hear. So anyway, sometime in the next hour, we will dig into that. But I would assume if you watch the news, consume the news at all, you have heard that, seen it or heard it, read it. 27 school shootings so far this year. And the implication is the tragedy in Uvalde was just another one. Now, what I'm going to share with you does not diminish the horror of what happened in Texas. I'm going to make that clear. But as we deal with things like this, it is important that we deal with these with fact, not emotions and not hysteria. But as most of you know, for the left in America today, truth is not a virtue. That's just not part of the agenda. So anyway, we'll get to that later. Remember when the Hunter Biden laptop thing first came out? Again, speaking of the mainstream media and the liberal left, Russian disinformation. This is more of that Trump-Russian collusion. Why, that laptop wasn't Hunter Biden's. It's all fake. It's all phony. Some Russian agent planted that in that computer shop just to make Joe Biden look bad. Russian disinformation. Remember all that? And do you remember that those who questioned that and said, we think maybe this laptop with some really bad information about the son of the president, and maybe the president himself is real. Twitter banned those people. They were spreading disinformation. They're just falling in the trap of the Russians. Remember that? Remember all the headlines from the mainstream media? Hunter Biden laptop, Russian disinformation. A plot to make Joe Biden look bad. Well, now even the New York Times has admitted. They didn't apologize. They should have. They should have written a full, complete apology. We really blew it. We're sorry. No. Buried in the middle of another article, they said, it looks like the laptop was real and it was genuine. Well, the Washington Examiner today has published a detailed report of a forensic examination by a former Secret Service officer who is an expert in this field. And he has confirmed it is 100% authentic. It is indisputably authentic, and there is no evidence of any hacking or file manipulation whatsoever. So those terrible photos, the details of all those secret meetings with other government agencies, all of the talk about the big guy that most reasonable people would conclude is Joe Biden himself. Yeah, it's all real. No, it was not Russian disinformation. Who did provide Russian disinformation? Oh, the Hillary Clinton campaign. Yeah, they paid for Russian disinformation. No, it wasn't the Trump people. It was the Democrats.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.